This thing up a little bit.
Alright.
Maybe rolling back some of the high end would be a good place to start.
Yeah, I've been doing that already. I think you may need some mid back.
Okay. Check. 1, 2. Hey. Testing. 1, 2. Hey. Alright, yeah, that sounds a little thicker. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, check. Check, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, hey, check, test. Yeah, I mean, there's still some stuff up there, I think. Check, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, hey, check, test, 1, 2. This world can't stand that long, be ready, don't wait too late. You should know it can't stand long, for it is too full of hate. For a long time this world has stood, it gets more wicked every day. The maker, what created it, never let it stand its way. Check, 1, 2. Hey, testing, 1, 2, check. I think it's kind of getting a little out of hand. I hear some ringing in there.
I agree. Tell you what, I'm going to flatten out again, and we'll start at the top.
Hello. Check, 1, 2. Hey, testing. Hey, 1, 2. Check, testing. 1, 2. Check. Hey, 1, 2. Hi. Hey, check, testing. 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. Hey, testing. Check, 1, 2. Hey. Check, 1, 2. How you doing? On the clock, I think. Check, 1, 2. Hey, testing, 1, 2. Does that sound better out there?
Yeah.
Feels.
Can you guys sing a song?
Yeah, please.
I think it's basically good once we get this one absolutely dialed. Sorry. And you're right, there's a frequency that we have to try to find this cut. Probably pinpoint it, dial that down.
I'm really going to use this mic a lot if I'm compromised.
Your mic is as close as you need to make.
Thank you.
pretty lame, huh?
Yeah.
A little too good. Because we have a new record out,
yeah.
And we're gonna do some songs from old records and the new record here tonight for you. This is one that comes from the new one. It's called San Antonio. Thank you. nose was kind of itchy during that one. Whatever. Is that like a private thought, maybe? I'm learning not to speak. I can tell you about this lady here, though. This is Miss Maya Dimitri.
Thank you. I've never been here before. We've never been here before. Is anyone else here for the first time?
Yeah.
That's great. I think it's neat how you can just like bring pizza. Makes me feel comfortable. For some reason, I don't know why. It's just nice.
Carefully. Kind of, if you hear any minor inconsistencies, we're
We're working it up. We're working it up. Let's get behind us. Anyway, I'm going to sing a song by a guy named Caleb Clowder. Anybody hear Caleb Clowder out there?
Yeah. This went out to the people at Black Lives.
Oh, yeah. There's a great festival in, I think it's in Lafayette.
Yeah,
it's in Lafayette, Louisiana this weekend, and they just cook out and play Cajun music, and yeah, sleep in a tent.
Perfect
for over a weekend. You have to know how to two-step, though. Anybody know how to two-step out there? You guys have to go back. Yeah. Well, there's no room here. What's that happening? It's called New Shoes. Charlie Mitch, my name is. the songs outside the studio. And now we have the record, so we gotta learn the song again. This is a song called Feathers and Bone. If anybody knows anything about feathers out there, I'd seriously like to talk to you. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what feathers, what kind of feathers I like. I don't know. What kind of
flashies.
No, that's too flashy. I think that's too much.
Turkey feathers.
Chickens out. Pheasant? Okay. I don't want to talk about this right now. Later. Anyway, this one's called Feathers and Bone. Come come up with individually, either original or cover. We wrote that one together, didn't we, Maya? By a text message. In a car. While Charlie was driving. He didn't even know what was going on. A whole new world.
From that same car. Feathers and Bone is from a bridge in New York City, and this is from Kansas. I was reading an article in the National Geographic magazine in August 2012, a magazine that Charlie bought. So you see that he has a very important role in the songwriting in his band. And this, we're a couple days into a drive out to Colorado, and I read this article about the Black Hills. Just had enough time to stare out the window and let it soak in and write the song on the spot. So, about the land here, this country, older than this country.
I see the faces of your fathers, heavenly.
was this one written? We don't know. Not in my car. Yeah, there you go.
Do we look like we're having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you having a good time?
This is a song that comes from, I think the first time I heard it was the Wood Brothers. Anybody like the Wood Brothers? Out there?
Yeah!
I thought that about you guys. Anyway, but it's it goes back, I think Mississippi John heard, this is where the recording, you know, sort of the source of it. And it's called Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's kind of amazing. This is the first time we've played here. We played sort of around here. We played at the Land Haven that in Brighton area.
Thank you.
sleeping for free.
Thank you.
Well, last year, we had a new recording out about a year ago, and it was called Echo Sessions. Y'all familiar with that one? And that last song was on it. And so is this next one. It's five songs, and they're all our favorite cover songs. And we're going to do a Lubin Brothers song that we learned. It was basically the first song that Maya and I sang together, just about. I got this record, and I heard the song, and I was like, oh, Maya, you got to come over here. Learn this song with me. It's so damn good. And so then she did.
Don't ask for nothing, don't reach out for your hand.
times, bring me a little sorrow.
Got no food on my table, no wood in my fire, and I pray some nights I don't wake up tomorrow. You know I can't feed my children anymore, and now I hear death knocking around my door. Let me die.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That was a fun one. I liked that one.
Thank you.
folks, it's a special night because this is our Bethlehem, as Jordy says, your album launch party. Launching it at Bethlehem tonight, and we have a particularly, it's a special night because the guy who took the photo on the front of the album is here, not Seymour, wherever he is, somewhere. Album is coming out in the store and you actually go and walk and touch it. It's a little more, you know, a little more tactile. And all we really have, if anything, in terms of digital music, if you even have it, is like the picture, you know, the little thumbnail. And luckily we're doing this release with CDs and vinyl, but you know, we just really think that's important, that image, and we really like Doug, and it's great that he can be here with us. So thanks, Doug.
Thank you. guys have time for a couple more.
All right.
Just two. These are the folks way in the back that can't get out. This one's for my friend Marcy because she sings it in the shower in the morning.
She told me. Jesus, Charlie, I didn't know that.
I know that because she told me. Doc Watson CD. He called it "I Was a Stranger," but it's a Jimmy Rogers yodel number. He was really creative. He just gave him numbers. This is number 7.
Thank you.
four or five more, but since this guy just wants to hear two, we're just going to finish with this one here.
Hey, you suggested it. Just going along with you, duh.
Not the talker.
That's cool. Is he the feather guy? Anyway. Maybe I'm the talker. Jesus. Here's Maya.
We just rather talkative because when you're in the van with Jordy, no one else can really talk. I'm sorry. I didn't say sorry right away. I'm sorry, Jordy. I didn't mean it.
Yeah. He said to me the other day, he said, Oliver, you really haven't been talking a whole lot lately. Did you notice this about a lot of people around you, George? No, but it's good content. The content's there. He's a good guy. Let's hear it again for Jordy Lane. Okay.
Say anything.
called Black Diamond, which I wrote in a New South Wales town called Bull Eye. It's a little ghost tale that I've learned more and more about since actually writing the song, but I played it with these guys in Glasgow, Scotland, where we met.
For this one at Music Fest, so we never did it. He told me we never did it, and he's here tonight, so whoever you are, here's the request.
Well, this is it.
No, we like this song. It's called Railroad Man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you've waited a couple months. Thank you.
You come.